Over three decades ago, a masterpiece of minimalism was born. In 1976, Music for 18 Musicians by composer Steve Reich mesmerized listeners and perhaps confounded a few critics and composers of the time who preferred the thorny atonal style that was then in vogue in academic circles. But in the New York Times, John Rockwell described the richly layered planes of aural color of the piece and noted the standing ovation at the premiere performance. The Steve Reich Ensemble released an ECM recording of the work in 1978. Music for 18 Musicians was written for instruments including strings, percussion, woodwinds, and voices that imitate instrumental sounds. Sections of repeated material ebb and flow around a cycle of 11 chords. There's no conductor, and the piece can run anywhere from 60 to 75 minutes, depending on how long the players choose to repeat various sections. Composer Steve Reich gave us a quick overview of the work.
I used ideas that I had discovered in West Africa and in Bali, where players, by giving cues, usually on percussion instruments, alert other players as to changes in section or as to changes in tempo. In my piece, there's no changes in tempo, but there are changes of section. And the vibraphone player in Music for 18 Musicians is, in a sense, our conductor.
Now a new recording has garnered wide praise and appeared on several Best of 2007 lists. A modest group from the Midwest took on this ambitious piece, the Grand Valley State University New Music Ensemble from Allendale, Michigan, led by music director Bill Ryan.
The ensemble is relatively new. I started in the spring semester of 2006. That was our first concert, and so our second concert was Music for 18. In addition to the students, there were a few faculty involved, and there was also some alumni involved and a community member as well.
This piece, Music for 18 Musicians, some have called it the Everest of Steve Reich's work. So how did they react when you told them that you were going to take on Music for 18 Musicians?
Well, a few people could not sign up before I had finished the sentence inviting them because they knew the piece that well and were so excited about the opportunity. They understood how rare a chance is to actually perform the work. And others, frankly, did not know who Steve Reich was, never heard the piece or the music, and kind of just trusted me when I explained a little bit about the piece.
What do you consider the most challenging part of pulling the piece together?
Well, the greatest challenge, I think, for the group was to maintain kind of a focus for an hour and have this intensity that continues with you throughout the piece. Endurance was difficult for many of the players, but just to be consistent for 60 minutes was a challenge.
Is it easy to get lost as you're playing?
I think maybe initially, as we were just reading things for the first time, maybe the first few weeks, we had those kind of issues, but the piece is filled with oral cues that kind of trigger moments. And so even if you do get off slightly, it's very easy, actually, once you know the piece and understand the presentation, to kind of jump back in and rejoin the group.
Reich doesn't seem the kind of composer who requires that everybody perform the piece exactly as written.
No, I think he has some pieces, actually, that he probably wants that precision, but he might write in his score repeated 4 to 8 times, and so the performers have to decide how much is enough, and then they would kind of cue movement past those repeats. So technically, there were no two rehearsals or performances that were ever the same. And I find it very exciting, and so did the performers, that there was this kind of edge going into a performance where we didn't quite know how it would be realized. And that was kind of exciting and helped, I think, maintain their focus throughout the whole work.
Two of the players are with you in the studio, and we'd like to bring them in. We have xylophone players Alex Hamill and Sam Gould. First of all, hi, Alex.
How's it going, Leanne?
Very well. And hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. We want you to demonstrate the kind of collaboration that was required between the instruments in this piece. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to play.
Okay. Sam and I, like you said, we play xylophone, the identical instruments facing right at each other. And a big part of Steve Reich's music is what he calls his, you know, his process of phasing, which is basically two players playing the exact same musical material but at different sort of phases in time. And I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 minutes into the piece, Sam and I participate in sort of building up what you call the melody at that moment in time. And the way it works is that after, you know, as the bed of music was stabilized, then Sam would come in and build a melody up one note at a time, adding one note each time through. And then once his was established, he'd fade down a little bit, and I would add the exact same melody, but at a different point in time, one note at a time, and it creates sort of a counterpoint.
Okay.
And the first thing is Sam will build his melody up one note at a time so we can hear it, and then he'll stop, and we'll bring me in then later.
A single note at a time, he's adding to his pattern, and it fills out, and you get more information. And his pattern is complete, and now he'll decrescendo a bit, and then Alex enters. And continues the same process, single note at a time, building. His pattern completes itself, and they'll shortly switch to the pulsing, alternating notes.
You were facing one another now in the studio. And
absolutely.
Well, there's no conductor, so do you have to face one another?
That is typically, like in the drawings of the stage setup, that's how he indicates it, is that because a lot of the parts are grouped in pairs, and so we'll, you know, we cue each other with a lot of nods and kind of waving sticks at each other to make sure we can come in, you know, at the right point in time.
Or hitting him over the head with one of your mallets if he's not there on time.
Absolutely.
Bill Ryan, can I bring you back into our conversation?
Absolutely.
How long did it take to get the piece ready for performance?
Well, we started rehearsals in early September 2006 and rehearsed it 2 to 4 hours weekly until our fall concert, which was the end of November.
Well, all of your hard work culminated in a performance at New York's Bang on a Can Festival last spring, and it was an early morning performance at the Winter Garden Atrium, and you charmed the critics. Alex Ross wrote that you succeeded in holding 400 people transfixed at 4 a.m., and I don't think he means you were putting them to sleep. We spoke to some of the players in your group, and obviously it was a magical moment for them as well. Here's some of what they had to say.
I'm Alexander Kolias. I am a clarinet performance major. While we were performing and the sun coming up and everything, and especially right after we got done, all the people that stood up, we had the 400-some people, the standing ovation, just to see all these people, how many people that we touched and how inspiring that it was, this performance for everyone. That was just an incredible experience.
My name is Mary Crossman, and I did voice in this piece. It was really interesting to have a crowd of people, and you could tell that they were all there for the minimalistic music and the new music. Like when the piece ended, usually you hear people cough or you hear like general noises from the audience, but it was like dead silent. All you could hear was the buzzing from like the lights and the equipment around. It was just so quiet. I don't think I've heard that before after a piece is finished.
I'm a pianist. My name is Kurt Ellenberger. I'm 45, and I'm a faculty member.
I think there's a spiritual aspect to this piece that it really overwhelms you being part of it. Really just sitting in the middle of that, of all that sound for that length of time and just experiencing that piece. It's a very deep experience, and I think sometimes as musicians we lose that, and to me this really brought back a sense of wow to performing like that, which I hadn't really felt for a while.
Bill Ryan is director of the group. What went through your mind at the Winter Garden performance?
Well, that was magical for me as well, just to see my ensemble kind of up there in this environment. I mean, here we are, this group from the middle of the Midwest somewhere that no one had heard of, playing at this really significant new music event, the Bang in a Can Marathon. It was their 20th anniversary marathon in this beautiful facility. It was just glorious to see the sun rose up as we were finishing the piece. It was just a wonderful experience.
Hmm. Well, the piece has been immortalized now in a multi-channel super audio CD on Innova Records, glowing reviews. It was on many top 10 lists. Why do you think this piece and this performance have struck such a chord among people who listen to it?
Well, I think it's one of the most significant pieces to come out of the 20th century. I think it's a miracle of a piece. It's a 60-minute kind of glorious ride through these pulsating textures and these very energetic rhythms. It was an amazing challenge for us to try and realize, and the fact that we were able to do that and go so far beyond it, it's just an amazing ride, and we're enjoying it very much.
Bill Ryan is director of the Grand Valley State University New Music Ensemble, and he joined us from the studios of WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You can see a video of GVSU New Music Ensemble and hear an extended interview with composer Steve Reich on our website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.